AvenuePodcast.net.
Hello, all my beautiful people. It's time for a fun episode with a returning guest. As you know, I've had lots of different wrestlers on here, and a lot of them deal with WFC, or also known as Wrestling for a Cause, out of the Oklahoma area. And today I have on the founder of Wrestling for a Cause. Again, I had him on about a year ago, and I'm glad that I'm able to bring him back on the show, and that is Tim Rockwell. Like I said, he is the owner and founder of Wrestling for a Cause. They are a wrestling company who raises money for sick children and for families to kind of help them out. And I'm really excited for you guys to hear this episode. We talk about all kinds of great subjects, talk about a bunch of different wrestlers and things like that, and things that are going on with Wrestling for a Cause. We even have a few announcements that he hasn't put out there yet, so I'm really excited for this. And for those of you who are here just to listen to the Tim Rockwell episode, welcome. I hope that you enjoy what you hear, and I hope that you stick around and listen to some of the other great episodes we have here as well. So, if you guys are as excited as I am, then let's get this show on the road.
If you give a dad a podcast.
Hey, Dad.
So where did you actually train at?
I made a really good career out of being able to bump, sell, and I had a punch me face.
I wasn't about to call you Dad, so.
Seriously?
I felt like I was in an anime or something.
People get really mad at those videos for some reason. Like, it triggers certain people. Yeah.
Bloop. Wow.
I was actually lost as an infant, and I was taken in by a traveling group of independent wrestlers.
I love it. I'm excited for this one.
Bro!
Getting punched in the face on the daily. Do you always do these interviews with your shirt off?
What?
Man, this guy won't shut up.
All right, everybody. So I am very excited to have the guest that I have on with me today. He is a returning guest. I had him on. It was 49 episodes ago that he was on. And the reason why I point that out is because I had somebody else that was right around 50 episodes that I brought back. So it's kind of almost been a pattern that about 50 episodes or certain ones that I've brought back. Like I said, very excited to have this guy on. And that is Tim Rockwell. He is the owner and promoter of Wrestling for a Cause. He's based out of the Oklahoma area, but he wrestles all over the area. And I do contribute this guy to being one of the ones who actually made this podcast kind of a success, because when he was on the show, I saw a huge bump in numbers whenever I had his episodes. So I'm very excited for him to be back. Tim, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Well, I hope now you're ready for a huge drop in numbers.
Man, I don't think so. It can only go up from here, because like I said, it was, I was getting maybe 100, if that even, whenever, before you came on the show. And that next episode, I mean, I think yours hit like somewhere around 375. So, you know, it was a significant jump. Yeah. And I was very excited for that.
Yeah, I listened to it to about 370 times. So, it was probably just people listening to see, hey, I wonder if Tim's going to talk crap about somebody. I didn't. Jokes on them. They had to listen to me talk good about people.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, it's cool. It's nice to be able to bring you back on the show. I know you had a lot that's happened since the last time I talked to you as well.
I don't even remember the last time you talked to me, to be honest with you. So I couldn't even tell you what all happened. But, yes, there's a lot has happened. I mean, just in the last week, a lot has happened, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I'm here. WFC's still here. So, by the way, in that introduction, you forgot one thing when you introduced me was the biggest draw in Mid-States history, Tim Rockwell.
There you go, man. And you're actually going to be
Jason
in that.
Jones.
You're actually going to be in the tournament, aren't you?
Yeah. So Friday, we got WFC, which was kind of like impromptu, since we all Tulsa basically lost all of its power through a windstorm that showed up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So we lost power. We couldn't do night two. So now we're doing night two on Friday. And then I have to go over to Springfield, Missouri and win the Mid-States Missouri Heavyweight Championship. So, I mean, it's going to be a pretty busy weekend without it meaning to be a pretty busy weekend.
It sounds like it. You definitely stay busy with this because I know you're all the time promoting and, you know, working stuff out with other people, trying to get the next show going. And it's a pretty busy job from what it seems like.
It is, and just and then traveling and wrestling on top of it, man, it takes a big old toll on you, you know. So
right.
So I mean, but I feel like I'm going to do it while I can, you know. Right. I'm not getting younger, definitely not getting younger. So I'm having a lot of fun with it right now. I like a lot of fun, like. Traveling, I get to travel with my wife, you know, because my wife gets to come, she sells my merch for me, but yeah. Like traveling with her is so fun. She's like the funniest person I've ever met in my life. So she's just she's a hoot. And then I also get to travel with my buds, you know, like I get to travel with Mr. Nasty, Sam Stackhouse, you know, like yeah. those are great moments for me because we get bonding time, we get buddy time, you know, and then we get to talk about the future or the do's and don'ts or where should we go next or what do we do next, you know? And
right.
So it's like, it's really fun when you get to travel with your boys and even the young guys, like, you know, like, Dustin Tibbs, you know, he'll ride with me every now and then. It's good to teach them, you know, and teach them while they're young. That way they don't break into bad habits as they get older and stuff, you know, or like, you know, indie wrestling has a lot of bad habits. I mean, I'll admit that we all have bad habits. So
right.
It's a good way to teach the good ones and they can develop their own bad habits because there's nothing you can do about that.
Right. Yeah. There's only so much you can teach them yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So
you can only teach a bird so much before it flies away from the nest.
Exactly. So there's a name that you brought up that I've actually got to see wrestle a few times here recently, and he's become one of my favorites to watch, and that's Mr. Nasty.
Tim Rockwell. I'm right here, bud. I'm right here.
Yes. You know, you're always
going to be one of my favorites. Sorry, man. You caught me in a really awkward, crazy good mood, so...
That's good. I like it. You know, it brings a lot of fun to it. You're actually the first for my son and for me both. You're the first T-shirt that we bought.
Yeah. V's up.
That's right. That's right. V's up. But Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty.
He's very entertaining to watch. And that little when somebody's about to hit him, that little squeal that he lets out. Yeah. I pop every time I hear him do that because it's just the greatest thing ever. But he's great in the ring, and I really enjoy everything that I've seen from him.
Bro is the funniest freaking dude in the world. Like, I mean, like he is like really, really funny and fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't say just I can say all the good things in the world about Nasty.
Right.
Nasty's fun to be around. Nasty's fun to be in the ring with. Nasty's fun to tag with. Nasty's fun to fight, you know? Yeah. So it's like it sucks because Nasty should be a millionaire. Nasty should be on national freaking television. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's what I've always freaking said about Mr. Nasty. He's the unsigned hype. Mm-hmm. He's that unsigned hype, man. He's that man, that gold gem that Oklahoma has. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like, and I couldn't be more proud to have Nasty as one of the main guys that represent the great state of Oklahoma. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So like, love the dude to death, man. And have you brought him on your show yet?
I've talked to him once. Sent him a message.
Good luck.
He thumbs up the message. And then I caught him after a show one day and gave him my card and was like, I messaged you about it. He's like, oh, I forgot. You did do that. And I haven't heard back from him since. So
good luck.
Yeah.
You better grab a live mic and do it at a show because you ain't. That fool, man. I love him.
You know, that's actually quite a few different ones I've had that happen with too. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of wrestlers, they don't like to respond to messages on Facebook.
Ghosting you, man. They're ghosting you, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe somebody's saying something bad about them behind the back.
Nah. Now, be interested in buying their merch. They'll respond.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, definitely. Now that I got you here, how about you do this interview?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea. I'm going to keep that in mind.
You got to work the worker, man. You got to work the worker.
That's true. So you were talking about something. You said that there's been a lot of new things that have been happening with WFC. And one of the things is you just had your first inductee into your Hall of Fame, Dexter Hardaway.
Yeah, man, I just listened to his episode just last week.
Okay.
I need to hear all the good, see what if he was going to say anything good about me or not before we inducted him, you know? No. Yeah, man. When I was on here, I talked about always wanting to do a Hall of Fame. Or, man, I feel like I've talked about it on a podcast before. I'm not sure if it was yours, but I feel like it was or maybe. But anyways.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I remember right, I'll have to go back and listen again. But yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I feel like it is. So, like, I've always had this thing about honoring people, man. Like, like honoring the people that paved the way for us, that got us where we are here today. You know, I mean,
right?
Like, without guys like him, like Oklahoma wrestling. It's not the same. It's different. He was a pioneer, man.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do is I want to give back to the pioneers, not just the pioneers of Oklahoma professional wrestling, but the guys that paved their way right here in wrestling for a cause.
Right.
You know, because there are so many people that has put their life on the line that has did it for years just to raise money for a child fighting cancer.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, that my way of giving back, how do I give back? Well, I want you to remember this. I don't want to give you some kind of plaque that you're going to lose in 2 years when you move.
Right.
I don't, you know what I mean? I wanted to do a ring. I mean, I saw, you know, basically I see WWE that they honor their people. Obviously I don't have no $24,000 ring or any of that or anything like that, but
that was a cool looking ring though that you did.
I went and I found the best that I could find that would allow me to put the info that I wanted on there. There right. was like, I could have got championship rings, you know, stuff like that. But like, I wanted the right info on it. Like, I wanted Dexter's name on it. I wanted Oklahoma Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame on it. I wanted WFC on it. And I wanted Hall of Fame Class of 2023 on it, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff. So I found a company that would do it, and they did it. And they did an awesome job, I thought.
Yeah.
So Dexter, I told him that we were going to get a ring for him. He was pretty shocked. So I had to get his ring size. So he finally sent me the ring size. So he didn't get to see the ring until Burnham gave it to him in the ring. And so the ring in the ring. So anyways, I always wanted to do Hall of Fame, man. Always wanted to do it because, like I said, I wanted to always give back. And we were able to finally. I had a logo made. I put everything into play. A buddy of mine mentioned maybe you should do it during the Ryder Cup, since that's kind of what started this whole WFC thing. Because I was thinking more like anniversary, but
he was right.
I'm going to figure out a different way to tweak it. But Dexter did a really phenomenal job at his induction and keeping it under wraps under the time he gets to tell the story. I had a list of five guys.
Uh-huh.
I had five guys on this list, and like, there was no one that I could say that I could induct first was Dexter, man. Dexter's always been there for me, man. Like, in the early days, like, he taught me to be a professional wrestler. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he taught me how to be a booker. He taught me how to be a promoter. He taught me these things. He didn't just tell me these things. He taught me. He physically showed me.
Right.
So it's like, how could you not induct a man that's taught you everything pretty much, you know?
Exactly.
I know more than him now, but It was a hard decision for me because then there's another guy on the list that has done so much for me, you know what I mean? And was like one of the best wrestlers to ever grace our ring, but you know what I mean? Like I just felt like his time wasn't right then.
Yeah.
Dexter's time was, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was time for Dexter to thank professional wrestling and finally say the goodbye that Dexter needed to say, because like, it was a love-hate relationship with professional wrestling and Dexter. And
yeah,
Dexter had his demons, you know, and unfortunately they kind of overdid his love for professional wrestling.
Yeah.
But Dexter found something that was going to allow him to still continue to be around professional wrestling. So, and that's what he's doing. So
right.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud to say that Dexter is the first inductee into the WFC Hall of Fame, and he will officially be the host for the following Hall of Fames coming up. So,
oh, cool.
Boom. There you go. You're the first one to know.
That's really cool. Man, he is such a down to earth guy too. Like, whenever I talked to him, you know, I sent him a message because I had probably four or five people reach out to me and say, get Dexter Hardaway on your podcast. And so I reached out to him and he was like, yeah, we can talk about whatever you want to. He's like, we can talk about baseball.
Oh, talk about baseball.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's so just like a normal dude, you know, and it was a lot of fun talking to him. And I can't wait to probably have him back on the show.
You know why it was great talking to him? Because he was talking to Stephen Jones.
Right. Yeah,
Stephen Jones is an interesting guy. You know, a lot of people only know Dexter Hardaway.
Right.
They don't know Stephen Jones. And Stephen Jones is a really good dude, especially when you get to talk to him about something that's not about wrestling or his crappy Detroit Lions. You know, so.
Well, you're a Cowboys fan, aren't you?
Oh, so what? You want to throw shade at me now? Or what's going on?
Well, you know, I mean, my team has been doing pretty good the last few years. So I'm a big Chiefs fan. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big Casey. That's right. So, you know, I've always
on the Chiefs, man. Can't hate on the Chiefs. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. They're
the closest to us next to the Cowboys. So, I mean,
that's true. So I was born in Independence, Missouri. So, you know, I'm kind of not technically from that area, but I am because that's right outside of Kansas City. So I've always been a Chiefs fan. Even when they sucked, I was still a Chiefs fan. I was the kid that got made fun of at school for being a Kansas City Chiefs fan because they weren't doing anything. So it feels really good to see them do what they're doing now.
I mean, y'all had Joe Montana at one time.
That's true.
Went to an NFC championship. But lost it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Right now I'm stuck in this middle of, you know, since football season's at it. Okay, let's get ready. We're getting ready to hit training camp.
Yep.
So about 3 months, man, I'm gonna be hot. But actually about 2 months, I'm gonna be hyped. I'm gonna be hyped, ready for preseason to happen.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're
because you're not a Cowboy fan if you don't say this is our year, man. I said that with loud and proud with my Dallas Cowboys hat around my head.
Well, we'll see what happens. I hope that y'all, you know, do well. I would love to see a Cowboys Chiefs Super Bowl.
I would just love to at least see an NFC championship. Come on, man. Shit. I mean, crap. Jesus, I'm sorry. You can bleep that out, but yeah, come on, man. I just want to see something, man. Like, give me something. Give me something. Give me a taste of it. Give me a taste of it.
Yeah. Well, y'all had the 90s were good for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So my childhood was great as a Cowboys fan, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Second and third grade, you know, I mean,
yep.
Cowboys were winning the Super Bowl. I was bragging, but that's karma. Karma's got up to me. It's given me 27 years of bad luck with the Cowboys. Oof.
That's a rough, long road there, man.
That's a big drought. That's a big drought. Big drought.
So we're going to kind of get off of the football subject there for a minute and everything and kind of go back into some other stuff here.
Yeah, because you're making me real sad right now.
And you came on here in such a good mood. I am so sorry. So the last time I had you on, at the end, we said, you know, we talked a lot about your career and how you started and things like that. But we didn't get to really talk about some of the stories that's happened over the years since you've been in wrestling. What would you say is probably one of your favorite stories of being on the road?
Wow. Like road stories or like stories in wrestling?
Either one. Let's do your favorite road story.
My favorite road story, man, I've pretty much been my favorite road story. So I don't like, we don't do like that whole shenanigans where you know, we rib each other. We've never really done that. Like literally our road stories consist of talking about wrestling,
yeah,
talking about sports,
yep,
smoking pot. You know what I mean? eating, having a good time, and enjoying life, you know. So I don't really have the only road story that I could probably tell you that may be crazy would be like when I worked for the Juggalo Championship Wrestling. I'd end up drinking Too Tough Tony's rubbing alcohol that I thought was water.
Oh no.
And I drank it, and literally on the way home from OKC to Tulsa, I had to stop every 10 minutes and pee. Like I had every 10 minutes. So that's probably like rib on me, you know. That's probably my biggest road story. But yeah, I don't because most of the, like I said, most of my road, like I don't travel with a bunch. Usually I travel with me and my wife, or me and another guy, or me and Thrash, or somebody like that. And it's pretty much just hanging out in a car, you know? So,
yeah. So you brought up a guy there that I really like. I've had on the show. I had him on in December. Actually, it was funny because it was my Christmas episode, and I couldn't have had somebody who, you know, isn't that big of a Christmas fan. And that's Thrash. We talked about
thrashing through the halls.
Yeah, we did a Christmas metal song list on that episode. But that he's an awesome dude, and I am so glad to see him get a title, you know, in WFC now, because he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's had a lot of opportunities, you know.
Yeah.
So he's been screwed over a lot.
Right.
He had his trials and tribulations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see that he's finally the WFC Prime Champion. I'm glad he finally beat the Space Cowbot Jason Jones, you know. So yep. Thrash is great, man. I hope he keeps that title forever, you know. I know he has to defend it this Friday coming up. So let's see how it goes, you know.
Definitely see how it goes. I had another person on, and they actually gave me a few things to ask you about whenever they were on the show. You might have heard it.
Really?
Yes. I had Duke Cornell on the show back in January, I believe it was, is when he was on. He actually holds the record for the most downloads for the show now. And
really, Duke? Son of a...
Well, you know, I didn't realize how well known he was in the North until I had him on the show. And that dude's been all over the place.
They love Duke. Duke's one of my favorite travel guys, man.
Yeah.
I love Duke. Duke's cool. He'll come in, he'll stay at the house. He'll listen to my nonsense. He'll give me sound advice, man. Like a lot of people, they're like, Duke? Sound advice? Yeah. That guy. He has some really good ideas too, you know what I mean? His brain, he has some really good ideas, and he's a huge Terry Funk fan, man. Like, how could you not like a guy that loves Terry Funk, you know?
Right. Yeah. So he gave me two things to ask you about, and one of them is the Million Coupon Man.
Ted Freebiasi.
Ted Freebiasi.
Oh, look, yes, Ted DiBiase, man. Oh my God, we were sitting around one night, man, and he was throwing these ideas, not these ideas, but these characters that already had happened. And when he said the million dollar or million coupon man, Ted DiBiase, oh my God, I lost it, man. There was a lot of other ones I don't remember, but I remember Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, that one. That was the main one that stuck out to me. He mentioned a lot of them and everything whenever he was on the show, but that one really cracked me up.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. Oh my God, you don't know how bad I want to steal that. Sitting around giving out free expired coupons. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. You know.
One more thing about what he said. There's something you didn't tell me about the last time I had you on. And I've asked you about your rap career and of your hip hop career that you have. And I've listened to your album. And I even talked to the X-Cal. I had him on the show, but I talked to him about the hip hop career and everything. And you sent me a link to your album and everything. But there's one thing you didn't mention out there. Is there somewhere where I can find a video where you had a rap battle with John Cena?
No, I don't. Who told you this?
It was Duke.
Wow. Man. So Duke needs to watch it, man. Watch it. No, man. So this was like before I even started wrestling. I I've always been around the wrestling business, but yeah, before I started wrestling, I used to, you know, like go to like hang out the freaking hotels and like meet the stars, you know. I was a little Mark, man, little Mark. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love professional wrestling, you know, and I got to see like the real them, you know what I mean? And it made me understand the wrestling business a little bit more. So when I was like 17. Mm-hmm. Me and a buddy of mine, we had rented a hotel at the Doubletree. So we knew that's where all the guys were staying at. And, you know, like we got to hang out with like Matt and Jeff Hardy. And, you know what I mean? Like, got to do really cool things. And like John Cena pulled up and he was in the car driving, but he was waiting for Bull Buchanan to get done so he could come back out. And I was like, John Cena don't want to battle rap me. And this dude gets out and he said, what, you want to battle rap? So he starts off, I mean, it wasn't very good. And then I started off like really, I couldn't even tell you what I said, but I started off really good. And then it just, I don't know, spun off. And I'm not a freestyler and I didn't really expect it. I was just trying to talk crap. Anyways, afterwards, like I remember like seeing it and giving us five. I gave him my our little mixtape and he took a picture with us. Still got the picture in my little photo album.
Yeah.
But like fast forward like five years later, mm-hmm. I see him again in catering and he doesn't, you know what I mean? Not even the same guy, not even you know what I mean? Like not even, it's just a completely different ball game. And I was like, I'm not even going to bring that up. Let's start off on a brand new note. How you doing? I'm Tim Rockwell. I am not a rapper. So
you don't want to be the Oklahoma doctor of Thuganomics?
Nah, I don't need to be that. But I literally like when I started promoting shows, I had like 2013 was the last time I ever did music. I had to choose between this or professional wrestling, man. And
right.
I thought fighting against childhood cancer meant a lot more than sitting in my bedroom writing music and putting it online and doing shows in front of 35 people, you know, and that's being generous.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
I love professional wrestling. I always have since I was 2 years old, you know, and
yeah.
My uncles were professional wrestlers. My uncle was a promoter. I'm a promoter, you know, and I'm sure eventually somewhere down the line, somebody in my family's going to be a promoter, you know, and
yeah,
we just keep it going, man, because
it's in your blood, man.
Yeah, it's in my blood. It's in my blood, man. And,
yeah.
And it's needed in this world. We need pro wrestling to escape reality.
Right.
We need professional wrestling to help us through the crappy work week that we just had.
Exactly.
I look forward to my Friday night, my Saturday night, or my Sunday afternoon, or whatever I have to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's our escape. Let us live our world. Let us go into the world of professional wrestling. Let us be the star for 6 minutes, please. You know?
Yeah.
That's all we're asking.
Definitely. I like that. You know, I kind of want it. I'm that way with this, what I do here. I want this to be an escape for somebody from all the crap that they have going on in their life at that moment, to where they can just sit back and listen to something and enjoy it. So I totally understand that. Let us be that escape from what's going on in your life.
For sure. You're doing a good job at that. I'm not a huge podcast guy.
Yeah.
I do listen to them. Mm-hmm. So I'll spend most of my time, like if I got earbuds in, bud, just guess what? We're jamming that jelly roll. but I do spend 30 minutes to an hour each day trying to listen to podcasts. And
yeah,
I like listening to yours, and I like listening to Bump and Thumps, and mm-hmm. I like listening to Jim Cornette, and I like listening to, you know, this and that. So I just, if I hear, hey man, you should listen to this, oh, I'll go and check it out, you know. But
right,
it has to be interesting, you know. And I like listening to yours because it's you touch with a lot of local talents that I book, so it's good to kind of get to know them myself, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know, you know?
I like doing that too, because I love WFC. You know, I haven't been able to go to a show myself, you know, because I do live
to make it happen, man.
I do. I live in Northwest Arkansas, and so it's a little bit of a drive for me to get out that way. I do plan to do that, you know. But
get your hotel, bring your family with you, stay in the hotel, bam, make it a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I do plan on doing that. But since I haven't been able to do that, I feel like this is my way of trying to help contribute to it, because I do believe in what you guys are doing. And I think it is a great thing. So, you know, I'm happy when I'm able to bring on somebody who maybe that you're showcasing there. And I know that you have a large audience. You know, you've even recently been able to go on a morning show in Tulsa, you know, and it's you're getting lots and lots of eyes on the product. And I'm just happy that I'm able to help any way that I can with that as well.
Oh, dude. Yeah, definitely, man. And we appreciate all the help that we can get, especially getting the word out and trying to help these families that are going through what they're going through. And
right,
you know, be able to ease the burden on them and like just let them know everything's going to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, and they even say that, like when they come to the shows for their children, man, mm-hmm. they tell me like, it's great to escape reality. And that's where I got that escape reality from, man, is they tell me for 2 hours, my child didn't even realize cancer existed.
Right.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's job well done. Doesn't matter how much money you raise, fat right there.
Right.
For 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, whatever the show is, if that moment they escaped reality, they didn't realize what was going on, they were a child again.
Yeah.
Job well done. Job well done, boys. You know what I mean? Pack it up, you know?
Exactly.
Because that's all I care about.
Yeah. So I said the thing about being able to be in the news with the, I think it's called Good Morning Tulsa. Is the name of the show.
Good Day Tulsa.
Good Day Tulsa.
Going back there on Friday, too.
Yeah.
Sam's Snack House.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that you're going to be back on there and everything. But Bud Ford, he's somebody who has actually taken such a liking to it that he's been part of a few of the shows recently, too.
Yeah, so Bud Ford came in. He worked. He beat the crap out of Justin Lee a few times.
yeah.
But unfortunately, Bud Ford is no longer with the news station. He moved on to be a flight a pilot. He wants to fly a plane. So he now lives in Arizona. So all I can say is good luck to Bud, and we're going to be moving on.
Yeah.
So they got I think they got a few new hosts, and the producers really love WFC and love our cause. So like I just contacted the producers and said, hey, I'm looking to kind of get the word out about WFC. They're like, oh, well, let's bring you on there, you know. And they're really awesome people, and they're really helping us out a whole lot.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's nice to have the community kind of come around this and everything, and it seems like that's what's happening.
Yeah, you know, it definitely is. And each show, like, not you know one show you could have 300, one show you're gonna have 125, you know.
Right.
It's gonna fluctuate. Wait, for one, it's indie wrestling. Yeah. Two, it's charity events, you know, so like it depends on what day you're running it on, you know.
Right.
so like it like I said, at the end of the day, to me, I don't care how much money we raise, as long as we raise some to help a family out.
Right.
What I care about is how the family reacts, and if that child was able to escape reality and be a part of something, and be a part of a world where cancer just did not exist, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe in professional wrestling. No disease exists in pro wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different world. You're in a world where it's good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's hope that good prevail evil every single time. You know,
right?
But the storytelling in professional wrestling, that's what gets people invested. That's what makes you go, I can't miss next show because I need to know what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
So it's great. It's great. And I'm glad the community is able to adapt to it. We're able to still continue to raise money and help families. You know, I think our numbers is up at $200,000 in almost 12 years. You know, that's
awesome.
That's crazy. You know, that's amazing. You know, yeah. And then now, you know, we got a lot of wrestling around us, you know, and you got mm-hmm. This is wrestling going on. You got mid-stage wrestling going on, you know, so like there's so much going on, and then plus you got all your other local indie feds going on. So it's like,
right.
it's crazy, man. Like wrestling is crazy. It's a life that I love. It's a life I love, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like being in high school all over again. Yippee, you know?
So the last time I had you on, you didn't say directly this to me, but I picked up on something that you said, and within like a month or so later, something happened. You started talking about how you wished that Alex Royal would come back to the ring whenever I had you on the show. And you're like, man, that's somebody I would like to see again. And within a month or so, he was coming back into WFC. And I wanted to point that out because I thought that was really cool. And I didn't know if you did that on purpose or if it was just inadvertently that you had done that.
I knew he was coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't know when.
Right.
So I had to put me in a situation where I needed Alex and Alex needed WFC. And it's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
I was pointing to a point where WFC needed Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex was at a point in his life where he needed back in that WFC.
Yeah.
Because like Alex loves WFC just as much as I do, you know, and it's great, man. Alex is my boy. Like that's my boy. That's my boy. Like a co-sign Alex Royal, you know what I mean? Like
right.
That's, he can do no wrong in my book, you know, even though he does wrong all the time. And I see through it because, man, I don't know him. He's cool. He's cool with it. And him and Thrash, those are my two road dogs.
Yeah.
Those are my two dogs. Those are dudes that I'll go to war for.
That's cool. Yeah. I had him on the show in December as well. And man, he had a lot of, you know, good advice for me with doing, because he's done podcasts with, you know, he did
I've been on a few of his
and then he had his own, And, you know, it was really great talking to him because not only did he give me advice, but he also gave me some names of some people to bring on the show that I've been able to have on here as well. And you've actually done that a few times. I think I've reached out to you and be like, hey, do you have any names that maybe you think I should bring on the show? So
sure, yeah, I think I even gave you Thrash's name.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it was you gave me Thrash, and I think you actually gave me Alex's name to have on the show as well.
Yeah, because I knew Alex would be a good one because he does podcasts, you know.
Right.
Even if you could get like John Cross, man, that would be phenomenal.
I'm working on that. I have him scheduled for next month. Hopefully
we'll
still be able to do that and everything. But I'm really excited about that one. I've got some really cool ones that are coming up. I've got him scheduled, and then I've got Jackson Riker. He was Gunner of Gunner and Murphy in TNA.
I've got him scheduled at the end of the month.
So I'm pretty excited about the month of July. I've got some really cool ones that are coming up there, but man, I'm staying super busy. I'm booked all the way through August right now.
That's good, man. Stay booked, man. Stay booked. Keep them up. The only way a good podcast is good is if it continues. Yeah.
Right.
But if you don't continue, then it's just going to be, oh, cool. You're going to get me interested in something and then not come back for six more weeks. You know?
Right. So, yeah. Consistency is key. That's for sure. I've learned that.
It really 100%.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell my workers that for years.
So I know you have some big events that you've also been kind of advertising for that are coming up. You got Extravis Slamsa that's coming up in August. And
Extravis Slamsa 2.
Yes. And you've got some pretty cool names that are going to be there.
Yeah. So we signed Teddy Long.
Mm-hmm.
So the original play is going to come in. He's going to host it.
Yeah.
So, and then he's actually good friends with one of WFC's managers, Tony Snow.
Okay.
So, Tony, oh, by the way, speaking of, Tony Snow would be someone good you should reach out to. He'd be great on your podcast. But but we got Teddy Long coming in.
Uh-huh.
We originally had Silas Young, but we've had to pull Silas Young because Tony Khan apparently needed him.
Gotcha.
And so this is I'm 0-3 against Tony Khan. 0-3. 0-3. This is the third person he's pulled from my freaking show. So it's all good though. It's for the better, you know what I mean?
Maybe y'all can do like a forbidden door type thing to straighten this out.
Yeah. Bring it on, Tony. Let's do it. We'll straighten it out. And then of course we picked up Mr. Anderson.
Yep.
Huge fan of him. So
yes.
So why not?
Yep.
We also picked up and brought back for the second year in a row NWA Nationals champion EC3.
Yes.
EC3 is fun to work with. He's fun to be around. He brings knowledge to your show. Mm-hmm. And EC3 is real. Okay.
Yeah.
He spits it to you real. He don't give you anything fake. If something sucks, he's going to tell you it sucks. If something was amazing, he's going to tell you it's amazing.
Yeah.
He's not going to beat around the bush. So for that, having EC3 in my locker room is everything. And then of course we had Carlito.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it's not unfortunate. I don't mean it like that.
Right. Right.
Unfortunately for us,
yeah,
he won't be on our cord, but fortunately for the WWE, they just picked up a big powerhouse, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but we were able to replace Carlito with Crime Times.
Yes, JTG.
So, and that guy is a class act. If you're an indie promoter out there and you're not in communication with JTG, get in communication with him because he responds to you. He's prompt and he like literally is the nicest dude that I have spoken to because he's down to earth. He treats you like a normal person instead of trying to be a big name that is doing this and that.
Yeah.
Treats you just like a normal person. So
yeah.
If you ain't booking JTG, start booking JTG.
Yeah. I always enjoyed watching him, you know, and he had a lot of talent. I could see because he was part of Crime Time whenever he was in WWE.
Yeah.
And I could see him being a singles talent. I never really got to see that because he was in the tag team, but he definitely stood out when it came to his style in the ring.
You know, we haven't even announced any matches for Travis Lamza.
Have you not?
But I'll tell you this. JTG,
mm-hmm.
He's going to take on Luke Langley.
Oh, man.
Travis Lamza, too.
That's gonna be a good one.
You get the first match announcement, man. So that one's for you. So like that match alone is gonna be stellar, man. And it's
dude, I'm smiling from ear to ear because I've seen Luke Langley wrestle so many times already. Oh my goodness, yeah. That dude is awesome. So yeah, I'm
Luke
excited.
Is top notch.
He is.
Luke definitely. Is top notch. He's another one of those guys up there with Nasty where he's another unsigned hype, you know, like, yeah. So like him and JTG, that good luck following that. That's all I can say, man. Good luck following that.
So my very first indie wrestling show that I went to, I actually, you were there, and it was you. And I think Thrash was there. And I think, Red James was there. I think y'all were doing the villains gimmick all together in that
show. Yeah.
I remember. And the final match of that show was Luke Langley versus Duke Cornell. And
yeah,
that match right there is what really made me say, okay, I need to know more about this indie wrestling in this area. It was the match that they put on. You know, I loved the entire show. The show was, you know, great. It's the first time I'd had anything like that in my area that I knew about. I didn't know anything about indie wrestling before that. So just finding that, you know, was very exciting to me. But that match definitely made it to where I was like, I need more of this in my life.
Well, I'm hoping that I myself can bring that to Northwest Arkansas. I have plans on doing some events over in the Silent Springs area. So yeah. Hopefully we can bring more fans like you into professional wrestling. So,
right.
So that's awesome, man. That's great. And that makes me happy that we're able to do things like that. Like it lets me know that job well done, Tim Rockwell.
Right. Yeah. I'm definitely excited to see more wrestling around here and stuff. You know, we've got a few local promotions around here, you know, 10 minutes from my house and everything, but I would definitely love to see some WFC come closer to home too. So that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
We're kind of coming up to close to a close here and everything. So I just had a few more questions for you before I get you off.
Okay.
Shoot,
cowboy.
So I remember last time I talked to you, you said I lost my train of thought on here, and he's like, "It's okay, it's because you're starstruck." And I was like, "Yeah, I really am," and you know, I never forgot that. And for the longest time, I had a promo that I made for the show, and I put that in there, so it's been heard everywhere. But
really, that's great.
Yeah, because that's one of my favorite lines from whenever we were talking was that. And I even usually I cut that stuff out to where I'm like kind of fumbling my words. And I even said, you know, I'm going to leave this in because there's a part in here and it'll make sense later, because that just cracked me up. Every time I hear that, I was like, that's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. I didn't know that was in your opening. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not my opening. It was. So I've done this thing where I've made like a commercial for my show.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
And so I would send it to other podcasts and they would send one of their show to me. And so that way their listeners would hear about my show and my listeners would hear about their show. Kind of a way I kind of use to get my name out there more when it comes to my show.
That's even better, though. That's even better, though.
Yeah. So they've heard you all over the place, man. So do you have any hobbies?
Pro wrestling.
That's a lifestyle, man.
Promoting pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Watching pro wrestling.
You watch the current product?
Pro wrestling. Yeah, I try to, man. But no, I love spending time with my wife and children, my wife and child. I love like going on cruises and going to the beaches and I love food. You know what I mean? I don't have like no. And I love my bourbon. I don't have like no. You're not going to hear me say I like building model airplanes. I love playing Magic the Gathering with my free time. I'm not going to do any of that because, like, that's not me.
Right.
During football season, every Sunday, I watch football. I spend all Sunday watching football. That's my thing. I always watch the playoffs of the baseball. You know, I always watch the World Series. I don't watch basketball all season, but I watch the finals every year, you know? So I love sports. And I used to play video games. I haven't played video games so long. My daughter's a video gamer now. So she took the PlayStation over and she's always fork knifing it and stuff like that. So I don't know. I give up on that. So,
yeah.
So my, like, literally my wife's a gamer too, and she's just getting back into it. I spend my downtime trying to figure out how to better a wrestling company or how to better myself as a human, you know? So like literally those are my hobbies. If we're not wrestling or doing anything wrestling, I'm spending time with my wife and kids, my mom.
Yeah.
I try to spend a little time with my dad, you know, so spend time with the ones that you can, man.
That's right. Yeah.
With all the free time you do, you know, because
it's definitely important
tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
If a new wrestler, somebody who's wanting to get into wrestling, were to ask, what is one thing that you, piece of advice that you would give them?
Like what? Okay. Oh, so you're saying if someone's wanting to become a professional wrestler, or they're already a professional wrestler and they're looking to get booked.
Well,
where are we at on this one?
Well, let's say they're wanting to become a professional wrestler. What would be a piece of advice that you would give them?
Have a backup plan first. Like, don't come in with nothing to fall back on. Because you need a backup plan to support your professional wrestling until you become a legit professional wrestler,
right?
And you can make money doing this as a professional wrestler. Have a backup plan, have a fallback plan, you know, because you're gonna want to have a fallback plan, because hey, what if one day you blow your knee out? You need something that's going to help you get through that. So my advice that I will always give students every single day: have a backup plan, and please study the wrestling before you. So those are my two advice.
All right. And let's go with the other one that you said. What are some advice that you would have for somebody who's trying to get booked? That's a new wrestler.
No today doesn't mean a no tomorrow. Your no today could be the yes of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a promoter tells you no, don't give up.
Right.
Never give up. I know that sounds cliche and all, but like I have had guys like let me tell you the story.
All right.
You know how many times I told Sam Stackhouse no? So many times. I ask Sam, if you ever get Sam on your show, or I know you've had him.
Yeah.
If you ever get him back or whatever, ask him how many times I told him no before I actually told him yes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Lots. And Sam proved to me he deserved to be there, and he worked his way up to who he is today.
Right.
So like just because I tell you no today doesn't mean I'm going to tell you no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be professional, have professional gear. If you have a 2-minute clip, make sure you send that to the promoter when you ask. Matter of fact, I had a kid that I watched break into the business or start training 2 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. He sent me a message. He said, "Hey, Tim, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm blah, blah, blah. And I've been training for 3 years. I now have my wrestling license and I'm ready to wrestle. And I want to know if you have an opportunity for me. If not, I would love to maybe come around and help you set up and tear down and be a part of the family."
Yeah.
I was like, it caught my eye, dude. Like,
right. That, yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for right there. Mm-hmm. That respect right there, that professionalism in that email, that message. And I replied to him. I was like, "Man, you available this Friday?" He's like, "Yes, I am." Like, "Well, welcome to WFC. You've now made it to the Freedom Ring Rumble, you know? So I'm going to put him in the Freedom Ring Rumble just by that respectful email." I have no idea how good he is.
Yeah.
But I know from the years that I watched him train and the things that he was doing at a young, and he was probably like 15, maybe 16 at the time.
Wow.
I was like, "He's going to be good. Well, he's going to be good whenever he's ready, you know?"
Yeah.
Apparently he's ready. So, but I'm like, I'm going to get to check him out. Like, I'm going to have him get in the ring before the show and everything and check him out. But
right.
Like,
right.
Like, just off that, man, I was like, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
That's cool. Yeah.
So like that's my advice, man, is hound them. You know, if they don't book you today, go help them set up a chair down that ring, because you know what? That's what the promoter is going to remember.
Right.
Promoter ain't going to remember you if you just send him a message every single day. What he's going to remember is, you know, that kid that kept sending me messages? He helps me set up and tear down every single day. He helps me grab flyers, and he's like, "You need help? Let me pass these flyers out." You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not asking you to do that. I want to see you do that.
Right.
Why not? It breaks you in. It lets you learn what professional wrestling really is. Why not touch the one thing that you have to rely your body on?
Right.
Why would you not want to help build something that helps you to your professional wrestling career? It's the most thing you got to, anything you respect in professional wrestling, you got to respect that ring.
Yeah.
And of course, the production, you got to respect the production, man. I mean,
right.
That's the stardom right there. So let's look. Yeah. That's my advice to, if you want to break into the, or if you want to get, if you're already in the business and you want to get booked for a company that you really want to work for, that's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. And, you know, it's funny because I did have Bob Evans on, I think it was a week ago. Yeah. Uncle Bob. And he said something very similar to that. And I guess it's funny because there's not a lot of people that actually do that. And if they did that more often, they might see more opportunities.
I love Uncle Bob. So I brought Uncle Bob in, man. And I was feeling down because we had a low crowd, but a really good show. And he kissed me on my head and said, "I love you, man. You're doing a great job. You're helping families out."
Yeah.
And I've been in contact with him ever since. And the world was introduced to the gem of all gems, the veteran Jack Vaughn. So I was able to bring Jack Vaughn in. Jack Vaughn brought Jake Ullman in, which is a big, highly recommended by Bob Evans. And they brought a few of their Indianapolis guys in, man.
Yeah.
They were class act. And it sucks that they didn't get to be a part of night two.
Right.
Because of our blackout. But
yeah.
But I'm bringing Jack Vaughn back. I'm definitely bringing him back. He was a class act to have inside your locker room. Again, here goes again, shameless promoting. If you have not booked Jack Vaughn, if you are not booking Jack Vaughn, you're a fool. Get him on your card. And did you know he was 6'6"?
No, I didn't know that.
That man is 6'6". He is a monster.
Yeah.
So book that man. He's a phenomenal guy in the locker room and out in the ring. So matter of fact, I had a guy that said when he first saw Jack come out, he's like, "Yeah, I wasn't a big fan, but the time he left, I was a huge fan." Boom. That's cool. That's all it takes. That's what a professional wrestler can do.
I found Jack Vaughn because of his TikToks and stuff. And
yep, me too.
He's hilarious. Never seen him wrestle ever, man. Yeah.
And then I saw him wrestle and I was like, well, damn, He matches up to his TikToks.
Right. His recent one was pretty funny, though. Waiting for the super indie guy to get down on the ropes.
You know what? That was done at WFC.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's WFC's ring. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's WFC wrestler Devion.
Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that was done at WFC on Saturday. So that was really cool to see that. That was really cool, man.
That is really cool. All right. Well, yeah. If people want to follow you or want to follow WFC online, how can they do that?
They can follow me on Facebook at Villain Rockwell. And then, of course, WFC Prime all over every social media, and then Wrestling for a Cause on Facebook. But you can also just type in WFCCharity.com, and that'll take you straight to our Facebook page. And then we also have a website at WFCWrestling.org.
All right. And do you have any more events that are coming up that maybe you want to announce while I got you here?
Yes. So July 9th, we fight for Draven. Mm-hmm. It's a little boy fighting cancer. We would love to have everybody come out. It's going to be right there at the WrestleLand. And plus, on August 5th, WFC returns to Pryor, Oklahoma, the Mays County Event Center for Extravaganza 2. So tickets on sale now at WFCPrimeLive.com.
All right, man. Well, it's been great talking to you tonight. And I can't wait to see what happens next with WFC. And I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, everyone. This is Brian Ferguson, the host of Bumps and Thumps, the Talk of Wrestling. We are on today because of you. And in order to continue the podcast and get the guests on here that require some financial compensation, we're going to need help from people like you. Right now, we're attempting to get our YouTube videos monetized through YouTube. We need 1,000 subscribers in order to do that. So I have decided that if the 1,000th subscriber will get a free t-shirt like this from me and come on the show as a guest on the podcast. So subscribe today, and that 1,000th subscriber will be contacted by me and be given a t-shirt and come on the show. So subscribe today. If you already have, thank you. If you haven't, please do, and tell your friends and subscribe today. And we'll talk to you soon, and enjoy the podcast.
Hello, person listening to this ad break. If you like the silky sound of my voice and you want to know more about the things I know about, head on over to the Zeta Hero podcast. We listen to my brother and myself wobble and bicker about little things and nuances of nerd culture. Like, is Rocky really the true hero of the Power Rangers universe? Is Jason the best Red Ranger? Or is Gundam Wing the best Gundam series? Come on over and enjoy yourself, and be angry when you leave.
All right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed that episode with Tim Rockwell. He's always a great guest to have on and always a lot of fun to talk to. And I can't wait to get him back on the show again here in the future. So next week's episode is going to be completely different than anything that I've ever done before. I know I've been saying that a lot here lately, but I'm doing a full-length episode with my kids. We're going to talk about all kinds of different subjects, ranging from Pokemon to the wildfires to even the submarine implosion. And we'll talk about school and games and wrestling and all kinds of other stuff on this cool episode that you guys will be able to hear next week. So make sure that you tune in and listen to that one with both of my children. And then the week after that, I will be having on Stephenie, I believe, is my guest after that. He actually manages Villain Rockwell in Mid-States Wrestling, so it's going to be a lot of fun and exciting to talk with him on the show. So, you know, just stay tuned and make sure that you're following me on all the different social media websites. That way you can keep up to date with everything that's going on with iGadap. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I am on Snapchat. And I am on TikTok. Follow me on all those places to make sure that you can stay up to date with everything that is going on with this show. If you guys want to send me an email, you can do so by sending it to giveadatapodcast@gmail.com. I will have links to all of this stuff. My link tree will be in my show notes. That way, if you want to go and follow me, I have all the links right there in the link tree. As you're listening to this, make sure that you go out and rate and review this episode. Make sure you let me know what you think of it and, you know, share it around. Let everybody else know as well. The more people that rate and review this show, the more likely I am to be found by other people. So, yeah, make sure that you go out there and do that. So, as you've seen, I've got merch that's going on and everything and through the month of June. If you buy a t-shirt, then you will get a sticker for free. It's $20 for a t-shirt, or it's $25 if you need it shipped. I also have all kinds of other stickers for sale, and they are $3 a piece, or $3, $4, $6. And there's no shipping on those. So, yeah, hit me up. Tell me if you want any of those. And also, I want to give a shout-out to my wife with her business, Cups and Teas by Stacia. She is the one who makes all of this possible for me. All of my merch is made by her. She makes all kinds of custom stuff. So if you have something that you want made, whether that be a face on a coffee cup or a tumbler or a shirt. I have a shirt that says Aria's human. Aria is my dog and has a picture of my dog. And then it says that on there. She can do pretty much anything. You guys have seen the stuff that I've been posting on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram showing the different stickers that she can make and that she does make. So go and hit her up as well. I will have a link to her stuff in my show notes as well. I want to give a shout out to my podcast networks, the OIW Podcast Network and the Avenue Podcast Network. You can find all kinds of great episodes with them, all kinds of great shows, different kinds of content. If you like my kind of show, then you're definitely going to find other ones that you like there as well. There's also another group that I am not technically a part of, but they are close friends of mine now, and I was actually on their show recently, and that is Zio to Hero. They are a great group of guys. I love talking with Billy and Jim on their episode. So go and check out that episode that I was on with them. And it's a lot of fun. I'll put a link to their show in my show notes as well. Make sure that you go and follow them. They have all kinds of fun, funny stuff that they do on there as well. So I've got all kinds of really cool stuff that's coming up that I'm really excited about. And you'll be hearing more about it over the next few weeks and months and things like that. We've got a lot of things lined up, so just stay tuned. Stay focused, and you know, keep listening to the show. Keep watching the social media. You'll see some pretty exciting things that are coming up here really soon. Also, you know that I had Nick Helms on the show. He is the owner and creator for Original Geek Comics. He actually gave me a page out of the new Paladin comic book that's coming out. And a full link page of an advertisement just for the podcast. So go out there and support Original Geek Comics if you can. I'll put them in there as well in the show notes. I know I have a list of all kinds of different links for you guys to go to in the show notes, but all of these people deserve the love. They are great. And help support those local comic book people and help support all these others as well. And lastly, I want to give a shout out to D-Cure. He is the man who made my ending theme song for me. He is an awesome dude. He has all kinds of great music. Killer at it. And he is always coming up with new music. So if you like what he sounds like, make sure that you follow him as well. There will be a link for him in my show notes. Like I said, I'm very excited about what's happening here. And I can't wait to see what happens next. I've got a few more shows that I have lined up to maybe do a crossover with. So be sure and tune in for that. And all the other stuff. Maybe I can do some live stuff here soon, too. I love you guys. I hope that you have a wonderful week. And I will see you next time. Bye.
He calls us beautiful people, then tells us who we have on. The best part of my day, the world blocked out in my pods. Tell my friends all about it so that they follow along. And the host is kinda nerdy, but guess what I am as well. I don't feel so alone, and I began walking out of my shell. Heard a story, I need a connection I haven't felt. I'll be looking for the next one, tell then farewell. It's the podcast for me. Have it on, better go see. Listen closely, download into
Podcast is part of the OIW Podcasting Network.